Hey, hey, it's From Dude to Dad. I'm Brian Laurel.
And I'm Chris Pagula.
Every week we're here to talk to you as a dad. We're here to talk to you as a husband. We're here to talk to you as a guy. And today we're going to talk about cars, just briefly. This isn't going to be a super long episode, but specifically buying and selling cars.
So much fun.
So it's not fun, actually, but I had an experience recently that I wanted to share with you all. And again, we're not getting any sort of kickback, but just wanted to share this with you. But typically, when I have purchased cars in the past, it's not been a fun endeavor. It's been hours and hours and hours at the car lot and the haggling and the right. Let me talk to my manager and then let's check inventory and then let's check your credit and blah 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 blah. And it's like years ago I bought a Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and it was used, and so I went on the lot, and this was on a Saturday. I got there at 9 a.m. and I had a football game that was started at 4 p.m., Arizona State football game. So I told the woman, I just said, I have like 3 hours and I have to get out of here. She said, okay, okay. So we looked around and we looked at a couple of cars and I found one. And I'm like, okay, I'm an uncharacteristic of me. I committed to it like that day. And so I'm like, okay, let's do this. If we can make this happen, then let's go. Okay. So we at that point, we sought about 2 hours until I needed to leave, and right. We couldn't get it done. And I was like, I was getting really pissed off. And I'm like, why is this taking so long? Like, my credit is great. I have the money. Here's the, like, I'm going to write you a check right now for the deposit. And like, let's go. Let's get this thing done. And so she could not. She's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm sitting there and I'm sitting there and I'm sitting there and I'm fuming. And that is typical of most car buying experiences up until recently. And I think I think the pandemic has kind of pushed the forward a little bit as far as what's involved with it. But of course, what's your car buying experience been like in the past?
Dude, I hate it. I would literally like I'd show up and I'd be like, all right, because I'm a big lease person, so I can always get, you know, every few years a new car. But I'm like, no money down, $500 a month. Let's do it. You know, and that was back in the day. Now you can't even negotiate. You know, it's just like, this is what it is, which in one respect makes it a little easier. So you don't feel like you're getting sort of screwed over and everybody's getting right. a different deal on their car. Right. It's mm-hmm. like if things are regulated, you go into a store and you don't say, oh, it's $5. I want to pay you $350. You know, you're not haggling back and forth. It should just be a set amount and that's it. You know, yes. And everybody should be equal. It shouldn't be that you get a better deal on a car than somebody else. So I know, though, you have a solution to that, don't you?
Yeah, well, and it may work for some people, may not. And this is if you're looking to buy a used car. And I've purchased some new cars in my life as well. But this was specifically if you guys are looking for a used car for yourself, for your family, for your kids. Maybe your kids are old enough to drive like Chris's kids are.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, I'm a long way away from that.
Lucky you.
So Carvana. That's what I want to talk about just for a couple minutes. The experience that I had there was weird. It was just weird in the best possible way. So back up 3 years, I had that same Jeep Grand Cherokee that I talked to you about that I bought. I drove that car into the ground. I mean, I put, I want to say I had 190,000 miles on it. And I, you know, I mean, it was, so I decided it was time to buy a car and I wanted to try out an electric car. And, you know, someday, you know, maybe I'll get a Tesla or something, but I just wanted to dip my toe in the electric car water and I needed a car specifically just for commuting to work. And so I was looking around and I looked at the Nissan Leafs, which are kind of a shit box, but if it's just you and it's a commute car, it was actually a great car for me. So I go onto the Carvana website, I find a bunch of, you know, different ones, and it's great. You go on there, there's a 360 view of the car, the actual car on the inside and outside, And they point out like, oh, there's a little ding here, or there's a little ding here, or and those are not things that you can really haggle with Carvana on. It's kind of like take it or leave it kind of thing. But if there's a car and it's like, well, I don't want a car that has a scratch on the driver's side door, then don't get that one and wait. And then there's always new inventory coming along. And then you finally find it. And then you tell them you're interested in the car. You're not committing to buy it. You're saying, I want this car. And if it's in the town you're in, they have their, I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't, Google it. But Carvana has like these vending machines.
It's
like
crazy.
Seven or eight stories of this big glass tower with cars in it. So if locally they have the car in stock, then there's no charge. And I think if it's within a state or two of where you live, there's no like charge to like have to say, I want to like at least look at this car. If the car is located on the other side of the country, there may be like $100 $200 transportation fee, meaning even if you don't buy the car, I think you're responsible for that. But in my case, I kept going on there for a few weeks and I finally found the car that I wanted, and it was in, I think it was in Nevada. So I did not have to pay for it. So again, I go on there, I'm like, I want this car, I want to look at it. So they bring it to the vending machine, they set up a time, you go in there, they push a button, the little lift thing goes and gets the car and brings it down to you. And then you have an hour and you can test drive it, you can go over it with a fine tooth comb. And where I'm at in Arizona, the location, and most of them have this, they bring the car down and then it's like in a little, like a nice little garage. It's a covered air conditioned area. And I just went over the car and I looked at it and I nitpicked the hell out of it. And I'm like, this car is in great shape.
Wow.
So I decided to buy it and I said, I will be back tomorrow with my car, 'cause I needed to get the crap out of my Jeep. So I went home that night, which was a mistake, which I'll get to in a minute. Not having anything to do with Carvana, but I cleaned my car out and I'm driving the next morning and I shit you not, I am one exit away from Carvana. I can see the freaking tower. My car dies on the freeway, my Jeep.
Oh,
transmission went out. Completely went out. So I had worked out a trade-in with Carvana.
Right.
And it wasn't going to be a whole lot, but it was a whole lot more than I ended up getting for it, because my car was basically a giant paperweight at that point for the sake of 24, not even that, like 12 hours. But anyway, that's beside the point. So I go in there, the paperwork, we all hate the paperwork. The paperwork's all on an iPad, and they put this iPad in front of you and they're like, sign here, and then tap here to initial. I was in and out of there in about 12 minutes.
Wow.
Buying my car.
Unheard of.
Because most of the stuff you're doing in advance, you're working out the, like I have my car insurance through USAA, and I did my car financing through USAA. So I was already pre-approved for a certain amount. So I did all the stuff from home, and that's how a lot of car companies are doing this now and making it a lot easier for you. So you're not sitting there for hours and wasting your time sitting in their showroom.
Right.
So I get my car, happy with it, and then I get to a point now where I'm like, okay, this car, I like it, and it's time to sell it while it still has some value to it. So again, went back on Carvana, and you can do this with any car. You don't have to buy the car from Carvana if you want to sell a car to Carvana. So if you have a car you're looking to sell, I suggest you do this. Go on their website, you put in the VIN number, and then you click some, answer some questions about the condition it's in, and so I did that. And, gave the mileage and all that stuff. And then it says, okay, well, here's how much we'll give you. And it gave me a dollar amount. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. So I click accept. It says, drop your car off on this date at this time, and we'll have a check ready for you. So I didn't know what to expect, but I drove up on that day and I had washed the car. The car is in pristine condition. I kept it in great shape. I pull in, the guy meets me out front, says, here's your check. Give me the fob, sign here. Goodbye. It was like 3 minutes, Chris.
Wow.
I was like, obscene how short I was there. Like, I thought it would be like, maybe like 15 or 20 minutes. No, I didn't even step, I didn't even have to go inside. They came out to the car. And here's the kill, the thing that was crazy. The guy didn't even look at the car. He didn't look at the inside of it. He didn't look in the back. He didn't check the engine. He didn't take it for a quick test drive. He didn't do even a once around walk around the outside of the car to look if there was any, nothing. He was like, here's your fob. And that was the end of it. So the reason I'm doing this is, again, we're not getting any kickbacks. I would suggest you check also with other car dealers, because a lot of them now, because of COVID, are doing, you know, the touchless delivery, and you can do a lot of this stuff in advance before you even get there. So it's not as miserable as it used to be. But if you're looking to buy a used car, definitely check out Carvana, because I'm amazed how little time I had to spend with them to get my car, and then how little time I had to spend with them to sell my car.
Okay, so you're talking about, like, we focus on parenting things to create less stress. This is brilliant. Like, you just wrapped it up on buying a car stress-free. Boom.
And, you know, and if your kid is of driving age or is about to be, throw them in front of Carvana and just say, you know, here, you know, you have the conversation in advance. Here's what you're, you know, what we're willing to spend, or here's the amount of money you've saved up, or here's the amount of money you saved up and we'll match it. Whatever it is you worked out, you know, a dollar amount of the kind, the type of car, or the amount you want to spend on that car. Sit your kid down in front of Carvana and just say, just start looking at some options that are in this price range, and then just send them to me. Let your kid do a lot of the pre-work, and then you can narrow down and then sit down with your kid and say, okay, here's, I think I've done some research. These are a little bit safer. These have, you know, side airbag, whatever it is that you want, the kind of car you want your kid to drive. And then you can sit down with them and say, okay, well, let's take a look at this. Okay, it looks pretty good. There's a little bit of a scratch on the fender, but who cares, right? We don't care about that. And then you get to the inside and, oh, there's a tiny little stain on the floor of the back seat. Well, you're not even really going to see that, so who cares? And you come to a decision. I'm telling you, it's going to make your life very, very easy. And then when you go, it's actually kind of a fun little experience to get your car out of the little vending machine.
It's awesome. Well, by the way, Brian, it's always better to buy a used car for a first-time driver anyway, because chances are those dings are going to show up, you know, more often than not.
Yeah. And I will say from experience, when I got my first car, high curb, I went over to Los Angeles, didn't know. I just grinded the hell out of the rims on the right side of my car. But yeah, little dings and scratches are definitely going to happen. That's a good point, Chris. When you if you're looking to get a car for your kid, maybe that's your first time out. You get a used one. That's not bad advice at all. So anyway, that's all I have to say about Carvana. But it's definitely worth checking out if you are in the the market to buy or sell a car.
Awesome. So, good deal.
So we're out of here. We'll talk to you next time on From Dude to Dad.